You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show, Tammy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about getting rich.
Well, we're going to talk about at least wealth accumulation. Okay. Because what does rich really mean? I mean, to me, rich really means just having enough money to really be comfortable. We gave our billionaire list. You know, being a millionaire is nice, but I don't know that you even have to have, you know, $1 million net worth to be considered rich.
That's true.
You know, how high you want your lifestyle to be is the important thing. And how do you get there? So David Bach wrote the book Automatic Millionaire, and he's really good about giving some very simple financial principles. And he gives two very simple things I think we should cover quickly as our show finishes today. So first thing, this is an age-old financial principle, is pay yourself first. And this is a mistake that so many people make, is that when you earn a dollar, the very first person you should pay is you. Okay, most people do the opposite. They're paying their landlord, they're paying the credit card company, telephone company, government, everybody else, and then they pay themselves with what's left.
And that doesn't mean that you go out and you spend that dollar that you just paid yourself.
Well, when you pay yourself first, it does mean to save it or invest it.
Correct.
Okay. He calls that strategy positively financially backwards when people pay everybody else first. So here's his formula when it comes to paying yourself first, is you should be saving the equivalent of 1 hour's worth of income each day. Okay, so 1 hour's worth of income each day. So it roughly equals out to about 10%. But if you don't like to think of it as a percent of your income, let's just say if you earn $50,000 a year, it's about $1,000 a week, $25 an hour for a 40-hour week. You should aim to save about $25 a day. Okay, that's you for every workday. And when you save it, don't just put it in a savings account. Put it to work in some sort of tax advantage retirement account, such as 401k, Roth IRA, or something like that, so that it can grow effortlessly over time. And if you want to think about it as a percentage of your income, do it as 10%, and that will roughly work out to about 10% of your income. So the key to upping your savings is to make it automatic. And one thing I think it's important to add to this is that you can only do that if you control your expenses.
That's true. Got to have a budget.
Right. So you put a certain amount that you designate towards your savings, that you save, that you pay yourself first, and everything else has to fit into what's left. And that means the choices that you make in the car that you drive, the choices you make in the house that you buy or where you live. And when we talk about the house that you buy, okay, this is the number one mistake that millennials make, okay, and that's, and David Bach talks about this, is not prioritizing home ownership is the single biggest mistake that millennials make. Buying a home is an escalator to wealth, is what David Bach said on CNBC. So the average homeowner to this day is 38 times wealthier than a renter. That's pretty extreme. The average homeowner to this day is 38 times wealthier than a renter.
I believe that. Yep.
Doesn't surprise you?
No, it doesn't.
Well, as a renter, you can easily spend $500,000 or more on rent over the years. So if you just take $1,500 a month for 30 years, that's $540,000. And when you look at the inflation over the course of 30 years, you're not going to pay $1,500 a month. You'd pay significantly more than that. So at the end of 30 years, you could own a home. Okay, if you paid that same amount of money toward a $500,000 home even, you could own it free and clear at that point.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, very, very good rule of thumb, though, that's important, because you still want to pay yourself first. Okay, that's going to go into savings. So then what you're going to do with your house, a good rule of thumb is to make sure that your total monthly housing payment should never be more than 30% of your take-home pay. So your take-home pay after taxes, that's a really important number. Because if you get over 30%, now all of a sudden you're going to be house poor.
Right. And I think that's where people get in trouble. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure you see it all the time.
Oh, we definitely see it all the time. That people that are stretched too thin, and the millennials frequently have so much student loan debt.
Correct.
That they can hardly get out of the starting blocks. They can barely qualify for the house that they want.
Right. So if someone is in that particular situation where you're not real sure where you are financially, you know, we just had someone come in the other day wanting to start a business, and they needed some advice on their finances. You do help people.
Yeah, I help people all the time, and I'm a mortgage lender is my profession, but I'm also a debt strategist. And where a financial advisor helps people on the asset side, I help on the debt side, because a lot of people can't get out of the starting blocks. They can't even get their head above water. until they strategize on their debts and pay the lowest blended interest rate on all of their debt. And frequently the mortgage is a tool for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest debt that a lot of people take on. So we look at the mortgage as just one of the pieces of debt that you take on, and how can we get the lowest blended interest rate on all of your debt? Okay. And that's really what it comes down to. If we lower the interest rate on the debt that you have, now there's more money left over that you can put into savings and investments. Mm-hmm. And start to build wealth with.
That's right.
So if you want to reach me directly to get advice on this, you could text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG. It's 472-3684. Visit our website too, smartwithyourmoney.com. You can send me a contact form on there if you want to reach me by email. You also, on top of the contact form, on smartwithyourmoney.com can download any of these segments, and you can listen to our podcast on there. Mm-hmm. You also can subscribe to our podcast by going to Google Play or iTunes. Look for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman, and you'll be able to get these tips every week.
That's right.
Good stuff, Tammy. You get to hear my tips all the time.
Yeah, they're good stuff. I don't mind hearing those things over and over.
Well, I've learned a lot from your tips, though.
Oh, really?
It's the female intuition I've learned is very important, and we men better listen.
Well, now I have it on tape. Or tape. Listen to me. How old am I?
Yeah, kid's going to go, what is a tape?
What is a tape?
Scotch tape?
That's weird.
I know we all remember
documented.
The old cassette tape days.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, from the mistakes that I made financially early in my life, it's important to me. It's really important to me to teach people to be smart with their money.
It is.
There are so many people out there that just kind of wander through life financially, and they don't take it seriously. Like, why are we actually working?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we work because we're supposed to be working, but really we're working to have money to live on, but also to fund our retirement. And we lose sight of that long-term goal of creating enough wealth so that we actually can retire someday.
Right. And I had someone break it down for me really quickly. I'll share this. I was at a presentation where he said, how many of you think you can be a millionaire? And, you know, only a couple people raise their hand. He said, what if I told you how easy it is? You ask a million people for $1. And he said, just think if you can cut it in half. Ask 500,000 people for $2. And then you started breaking it down.
Yeah, and hopefully you could do that and add some value along the way, that you create a product or something mm-hmm. you can sell, some service you can give mm-hmm. to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so visit our website, smartwithyourmoney.com, download these posts. Just a reminder that next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut, simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.